Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Family Law Talk.
Family Law Talk.
Presented by Kirk Stanley of Stanley Law Firm PC. Stanley Law Firm is a family law firm with offices in Missouri and Illinois. Now, here's your host, Kirk Stanley.
Welcome to Family Law Talk. We have an interesting topic today. The topic is how a paternity test can sometimes offend. And this is based on an article on familylawheadquarters.com dated August 14, 2016, titled How a Paternity Test Can Sometimes Complicate a Custody Case. So as a follow-up to the episode today, you can definitely go over to familylawheadquarters.com and read this article. Definitely an interesting article and a good follow-up to the episode here today. All right, so let's jump into the topic here. In a lot of situations, unmarried parents end up in the family court litigating child custody and child support issues between the two of them. Much like a divorce case, these cases are common. Next to divorces, they're probably the second most common type of family law case that a lot of family law attorneys see, so very common. And this is particularly true with 4 out of 10 kids being born out of wedlock. And so these cases develop one of two ways. In some instances, these cases are filed by the father, and the father is trying to get custody rights to their child. In other words, they want to be involved in the life of their child. They want to end up with a custody order or a parenting plan so they have access to their child. They have a regular schedule, just like a parent who goes through a divorce and gets a custody schedule or a parenting plan. They want a custody schedule or a parenting plan to their child. And, of course, the exact terminology of this can vary based on the state that you're in. But in essence, they want a schedule, an enforceable court order that says that they have access to their child. On the flip end, some mothers can file these cases as well because they want child support. So maybe the father isn't involved or maybe doesn't want to be involved, or maybe the father is involved, but the mother still wants to make sure that the finances are in order, so they're looking for child support from the father. And so these cases can begin that way as well. And, of course, these are sort of two generic scenarios, but the specifics of this can vary quite a bit. Obviously, in some cases, the father might be seeking custody or 50-50 custody or something of that realm. And obviously, in some cases, the mother wants the father to have visitation rights as well. She just wants an order for support put into play as well. Maybe she's concerned about health insurance or maybe birthing costs or other things like that as well. So again, these scenarios can vary quite a bit. But either way, a lot of unmarried parents end up in court litigating custody and support type issues. Of course, in Illinois, this is referred to as parenting time or allocation of parental responsibilities. But again, we're kind of getting the semantics there. The heart of this topic is this, which is paternity tests and paternity testing. And in some instances, the unmarried father might want a paternity test done to just confirm that they're the father of their child. Obviously, in a lot of instances, in a lot of circumstances, there really isn't any doubt. The relationship was a monogamous relationship, and everybody knows who the father is. But in some circumstances, paternity can be in doubt. There can be a question about it. Maybe that question is just in the mind of the father, or maybe it's in the mind of both the mother and the father. They want confirmation in terms of biologically who the father is of this child, so a paternity test can take place. But there's some instances, and this kind of gets to the heart of the podcast here today, where a paternity test can offend, which is the title of the episode today, or a paternity test can sometimes complicate a child custody case. And to the listeners out there, you might wonder why that is. How can that be the case? Simply getting confirmation of who the father is. How is that a bad thing? Why is that a bad thing? And a lot of you might think it isn't a bad thing at all. And in fact, it's probably better to know for sure from the get-go. But in some circumstances, right, the mother's been in a completely monogamous relationship with his father. She knows that she's had sexual relations with nobody else other than the person who's the father. So she knows that there's just no possibility that anybody else could be the father of this child other than the person that she is purported to be. And so then when that individual, when that father says, okay, even though you're telling me nobody else could be the father, I still want a paternity test just to confirm it, that can be offensive in some circumstances to the mother. So offensive in some circumstances that it can take a case that might have been uncontested, that might be amicable in nature in terms of resolving the custody and support issues, and because it offends, it can cause these cases to become more complicated. So now all of a sudden there's some more emotions in play, there's some hard feelings that might be in play. And so then when you get into the father who's simply, you know, wanting the paternity confirmed, theoretically they could spend more in fees now. They could spend more time in court. Maybe a case that would settle out of court all of a sudden has to be settled through a trial versus being done amicably. And, of course, past that, now you've got a circumstance where maybe the father and the mother could have worked together for the best interest of their child in terms of custody and support, but now because of hard feelings, the relationship, you know, can really be jeopardized, maybe put in a bad position, and that oftentimes can cause more complications for unmarried fathers as well. So at the end of the day, this is a tough issue. This is definitely a complicated issue. Certainly, there's no black and white answers for every unmarried father out there. You know, for some unmarried fathers, obviously, if you have a realistic doubt, a realistic question about whether or not you're the father, you know, having a paternity test done, obviously, in a lot of these cases, makes sense. Can be very smart, obviously. For a lot of fathers, they want to know if they're going to be raising a child, if they're going to be supporting a child. They want to know, you know, with certainty that they are actually the father. But in some instances, the father really in their heart of heart knows that they are the father. They know that there's really no realistic chance that anybody else could be the father. They don't have any specific knowledge of, like, cheating or, you know, sleeping around or whatnot. And in those specific instances, you know, requesting a paternity test can, in some cases, cause hard feelings, ultimately make these cases more complicated than they would need to be otherwise. And so in some circumstances where there's no realistic question about whether or not they're the father, then in some of those cases it might make sense not to do the paternity case. It makes sense for the reason that all of a sudden you're not complicating an ordinarily simple custody case and making it complex, and you're not causing these hurt feelings. And so, you know, in some circumstances, the advice might be that while, for whatever reason, you might be tempted to have this test done just to ensure with 100% certainty, in some circumstances, if you know realistically you really are the father and there's not really any significant doubt out there, it might make sense not to do the paternity test at all, because that paternity test can really take an uncontested custody case, an uncontested support case in a lot of instances, and ultimately make it much more complicated simply because that test itself can really have the tantamount effect of sort of being a words of acrimony, words of dispute, and words which really cause hard feelings and can ultimately offend the mother, and in some instances, not only the mother, but mother's whole family network, friend network, and whatnot, simply through a paternity test. Now, for some out there, you might think that shouldn't be the case. It's just a test. That shouldn't cause such hard feelings. Certainly, those sentiments in the eyes of some might make sense, but on the flip end of it, I think you always have to put yourself in the other party's shoes as well, and certainly weigh, you know, whether or not, you know, if there's no significant doubt whether or not having a paternity test done makes sense or not. In some circumstances, maybe it does. In some circumstances, maybe it doesn't. But again, the topic is how a paternity test can sometimes offend. And certainly that is true in many, many instances. Well, that is the topic here today. We wanted to go through it today because it's certainly an important one. As a follow-up to the episode today, you can go to familylawheadquarters.com, check out the article dated August 14th, 2016, titled How a Paternity Test Can Sometimes Complicate a Custody Case. Well, thanks for tuning in, and stay tuned to our next episode coming up. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to Family Law Talk with Kirk Stange. Visit StangeLawFirm.com for more about today's topic or to put Stange Law Firm to work for your family today. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. Neither the Supreme Court of Missouri or Illinois reviews or approves certifying organizations or specialist designations. The information you obtain on this podcast is not, nor is it intended to be, legal advice. You should contact an attorney for advice regarding your individual situation. We invite you to contact us and welcome your calls, letters, and electronic mail. Contacting us does not create an attorney-client relationship. Please do not send any confidential information to us until such time as an attorney-client relationship has been established. And finally, past results afford no guarantee of future results, and every case is different and must be judged on its own merits.
Kirk Stange is responsible for the content. Principal place of business, 120 South Central Avenue, Suite 450, Clayton, Missouri, 63105.